This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is The Righteous Branch. It was written and read by Ben Van Aragon. The scripture for today is Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 8. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people. You have scattered my flock and have driven them away. You have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord. Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called: The Lord is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, As the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but As the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country, and out of all the countries where he had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land.
Last fall, I cut down a tree that had grown up in the corner of my yard. This spring, to my surprise, I saw small green shoots growing out of what I thought was a dead stump. In today's reading, Jeremiah uses the same metaphor for the exile, when God leveled the city of Jerusalem and laid waste to his people's way of life. The exile should have been the end. After Babylon decimated the city, there should have been nothing but a dead stump. Within the wreckage of the destroyed city and its displaced inhabitants, God saw life. God had leveled the city for the sake of replanting his people. Through Jeremiah, God spoke words that would echo throughout history. The days are coming when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. He will be called the Lord, our righteous Savior. In God's story, the stump was never dead. It was from the roots of the destroyed city and the displaced people that God raised the hope of the world. God proved that suffering and sin and death and hell would not win. The destroyed city was never beyond the hope of rebuilding. The displaced people were never beyond God's reach. Our God is the one who replanted his people after uprooting them. He is the one who replaced the cross with the empty tomb. Trust him to bring new life where you only see death.
This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.